Blog Talk Radio.
Morning drip. Yeah, we in here. I think we ain't dripping. We got your cup of coffee pots percolating. Yeah. Got your tree, your reef, whatever you got. You feel me? Your sip, sip. How you do it to relax? Yeah, that's what we doing. We on peace, love, peace, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. That's what we on. Welcome to the Morning Drip on Blog Talk Radio. Sweetie, my, I'm back. I hope all is well. Man, I've been missing y'all, man. I'm going to get into some things today. Let me finish getting percolated and drink this tea, get the tea in me. And y'all just ride for a minute. We definitely going to get into it live today. See how y'all been doing and what's going on out there. See what kind of information I could disseminate to the public, man, to the masses, man. Most of us ain't going to believe it. Most of us ain't going to take it anyway. Yep. That's why you got to be industrious and be fruitful and be on doing what you do. Then you can be that example. When it's time to be the example and the time, you know, to show, and then you, we will and I will. That's how it go. That's the only thing that people know. They want to see it. They can't believe it if they don't see it. That's why it's no resemblance of God in the world. Everybody say they believe in the God. But since they don't see it, they just keep doing what they do. Yep. But when you realize who you are and you stay true to it, it's going to be a blessing for you. Because you're going to know, you're going to understand what it means to be blessings to other people. Yeah. Can't be blessings to other people when you're thinking about yourself, when it's all about yourself gain, what you can get, how you can make them extra squeeze that extra dollar out of somebody. Yeah. So, we'll go figure it out. It's our time, y'all. Destiny in the stars. Either you go wake up, take your seat, and you'll be left behind again. And you go serve the same status and same position again in the next situation. So yeah, we on the Morning Drip with Sulie Mom Day, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for y'all tuning in today. We're going to be discussing putting our resources again and working together, trying to build up his wealth economically, trying to build up the community. That's what we own. So that's what we go discuss today. We'll discuss how we be in our own way with the self-hate, hating on ourselves and kind, and that's what's keeping us back, spending and getting all this money, but we ain't spending it with ourselves and each other. We just acting up on ourselves, just showing out on each other. It's terrible. We just look at ourselves. It's just a reflection of self. We so much hate. And there's so much we could do together, working together as people, as family, as a nation. But when you've been taught all your life, and you've never been taught that you as a nation or anything about a nation other than other people's nation, then that's all you live to serve is other people's nations. See? Everything we're doing is raising up somebody else's nation. It's obvious because it's not raising up us. We are a nation. We are a nation of people, ain't we? That's what we cry about in the streets and civil rights and all this stuff. You ain't giving us this. You ain't giving us that. You claiming that you a person with rightful with rights to these things. So why you got to do that? Nobody else crying out like that. So, yeah. And then when you want to tell your folks something, everybody wants you to just give them something. Not understanding that anything I bring to you, I had to get it from somewhere. And you think people will give you everything for free? No, you got to buy in. If you believe in something, you have to buy in. And that's what we don't do. We don't even buy into ourselves. You don't even believe in yourself. You don't buy in yourself. Because if we get up and keep going to work every day, then you can't believe that you got something else inside of yourself because you're working with somebody else's dream. If that work ain't a means to you to get to somewhere else, like say I got a plan. I'm going to work here for 2 years. I'm going to stack this money. Instead of every time you get a check, you're going to think you're balling and balling out. I'm going to stack this money for 2 years. I'm going to have an economic plan, me and my girl. My girl working 2 years, and then after that, we ain't working no more. People working for us. But do we think like that? Nah, you want to keep them go working for Master every day. Yeah, I said it. I just say it like it is. I call a spade a spade. You want to keep going to work for Master every day. And that's what we do because we've been taught a service. You went to school. They didn't teach you nothing. Mm-mm. You pledge allegiance to the flag. And pledge allegiance to the flag means you're going to be a workforce. So you're tied to labor. And that's all you know. You think you're good now. Stay in your place. You cool. Going to work and stuff. Man, fuck that. This land is your land. This land is my land. It's time for us to have ours. You a nation of people. Hell, you Choctaw, Chickasaw, Cherokee, yeah, Creek, Seminole, huh? You one of the five civilized tribes, ain't you? Huh? You got land allotments and all kinds of stuff. You want to just be black. You want to just go to work. Now, you got royalties coming and everything. Go build your nation. Build up your casino. Go start loaning money to people. Huh? How many people in your family? Oh, you just thinking about yourself? Oh, you don't got 100 people in your family? Oh, you don't got 200 people in your family? Mine got more than that. Oh, come together. Get back what's rightfully yours. It's in your blood. Go check the dog rolls. Go check your family DNA, your tree, and see who your people is. And go see if they on the dog rolls. And go see what you got and who you are. Start chasing yourself. And you won't be getting treated like you is and molested like you is and abused like you is and pulled over and harassed like you is, discriminated against like you is. You'll be able to stand up and people recognize you for who you are. Right now, you just keep marking the box. You're a jack in the box. Yep, you just keep marking the box. What race are you? White and black. You just keep marking two little boxes. All these people in the world. We the only fools that don't see that. We marking them in one, standing in a little box. Black and white. Everything is black and white to us. You know, the morning drip in Suleiman Bay. Yeah, I told you, yeah, tell them. That's right. I told you, man, I'm going to go in. I'm definitely going to go in because just something got to understand. You got folks right around you all the time. Y'all piecing up every day on little stuff. Hey, man, let's go get us one. I'm piecing up on stupid, dumb stuff. People pick up their phone all day. Look how many hours you use your phone. It tell you. Well, look how many hours you use your phone. How many times you calling a corporation or calling a business trying to solicit and see what's going on with their policies, why they ain't doing this according to their policy, you say this, and when you calling about it. Yeah, you call them to get some of that, what they got there, right in their policies, and they teach you how they can, the consumer rights and stuff, how to help you, but you don't want to read it. It's just like the same thing, got people in prison, they can't wait, and people calling me from the States and stuff right now, oh, we got all this stuff, and call you, see you, and, you know, and then technology and all this, what are you going to use it for? Yeah, I watch people sit up there and use them things, and all you want to do is text your gal. You want to text your gal and see what she's doing and doing all this. But right on there, you don't even look at that stuff. They got stuff about how they operate. They got their whole uniform commercial code. That's what everything is based on. They got it right there on them computers. You could go in there and see all kinds of policies and stuff. And before you come out of there, you could be a genius in your mind and come home and know how to get you some money and be a part of the status quo as far as getting some money. Part of the people who know. See? And your wealth building starts in your mind. So you stay in the same condition, you read the same books, you do the same thing. Then when you get out, you say, oh, ain't nobody got nothing for me, ain't nothing going on out here. Man, and you just go right back to what you was doing. And then you think because you have a little run and you do a little better, that's what you go judge yourself by. Yeah, everybody come home and get it back faster and do a little better, but how long it's gonna last? And then you think, is it worth the risk? Oh, so it's worth the risk for you to do 10, 14, 15 years of the WAP to get peanuts? Because once you sit in jail, you're going to think about this, you just peanuts. Because what can you can make free with a free mind? And everything that's in your mind, hell, you can't play pinky in the brain with everybody. Because these people on the outside moving fast, doing their own thing. They caught up with working. Yeah, everybody caught up with working. So everything you're trying to teach and put in them so they could turn into Voltron and put all the parts together and we could power up like a Power Ranger, they ain't even thinking about that. They think, oh, man, well, I hear you and all that. I got to go. You know, the master got them locked in on with the whip going to work. Yeah, see it in yourself. See it in yourself, because that's what I bear witness to. That's what they had us on go. You feel me? We think we on go. Oh, I got on go. You think you slick and hip talking about your girl and talking about our women out there. Oh, she on go. Bands to make her dance. You big dummy. She the reason the nation down. You don't know how to uplift her. She the first civilizer. She the teacher, the first creator. How you go bring her down? She just ain't nothing. How you just go throw her some bands and make her just do some stupid old stuff over some stupid old money because you don't want to take care of her and do right. Man, we out here messed up in the world, y'all. Mm-hmm. That tea good. I can get my tea in the morning. But you know what? I don't care. People stay how they stay. Me and mine, that's what the Prophet Noble Drew Ali told us. I'd be remiss to have a show without mentioning the Prophet Noble Drew Ali. For all y'all listening out there, whether you're in China, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in Denmark, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Alaska, I don't care where you're in Mexico, South America, I don't care where you're at when you listen. illustrious prophet Noble Drew Ali, who came to out of Morocco to North America, to the Americas. Go check about him, born Timothy Drew. Go check on him and see what he did to uplift fallen humanity. See what his position in life should be. Noble Drew Ali. Go check that out, okay? Mm-hmm. The Sheikh. Sharif. Abdul Ali. Sharif Abdul Ali. Go look at that. So, it's just amazing how you could sit and be in a low place, and how you could go inside yourself, and you can find yourself, how you can find your identity, and how you can look back and see, you know, the ones who come from you, and how you was just like that. And like, it's hard sometimes to keep the balance for not just flashing, like, but you got to flash on people, but you understand too. You understand you got to keep pounding in, because look how long it took you. You didn't just get it. It took you long. People were pounding stuff in and stuff. I don't care if it was your folks, your grandparents, or whatever, just like it was pounded in into you, and you just wasn't getting it. You wasn't seeing. You feel me? So it's about, you know, tribal, the nation. People keep throwing up this stuff. They keep talking about sovereign citizen movement. See, they try to put people, what is sovereign citizen movement? You know, it's the difference between nationality and citizenship. Yeah, you got to listen, look at that. Well, people, nationality, you know, keeping your rights intact through your nationality. You protected by international laws and stuff that govern, you know, the affairs of nations. If you nationless, they don't have nothing to cover that other than they can treat you however how they want to according to their laws and jurisdiction. So if you're an alien jurisdiction or foreign, I mean, how you go get some? Listen, man, if you're from one hood and you go to another hood, and you, whether you're out of pocket or not, bro, you under their laws. So if y'all ain't got a treaty, a compact together where you could be over there without somebody hurting you, bro, you under their laws. You under whatever arbitrary punishment they want to give you, however they want to do you, that's what's going to be done to you, bro. They want to kick you in your ass, take all your stuff, make you walk. That's it. They want to do you in where you never go nowhere. That's what's up to them, bro. You see, so you got to understand that. So that's what it is. When you're in the occupation, you don't know who you are. You don't know that you're at home. Damn, Martin Luther King told us that. He said, man, you at home. Black man finds himself exiled in his own land. I just don't understand. Like, we just don't get it. Like, you know, so many people just come to us. So many people, who you waiting on? Everybody waiting on Jesus. How many times he got to come? Man, Noble Drew Ali came, said Yahushua come again. Man, watch what Martin Luther King did. If that wasn't the spirit of Yahushua, of Jesus, I don't know what to tell you. If that wasn't the ultimate example of love and sacrifice for your people to pay the way. You know, somebody got to pay the way for civilization to come in. That's what the Moors are founders of. So he paved the way. Man, he took bricks of people getting bricked up out of the head, water holes. Man, all that blood, sweat, and tears up in the streets, man. And he's telling you, you at home and exiled in your own land, letting you know that you are the Indian, what they call the Indian. He told us that. But no, we want to sit around here to be black and die in the streets, keep talking about Black Lives Matter. No, it don't. Black dollars matter. That means collectively we spend a lot of money on bullshit to make other people fat. And if they could keep that going on, then they good. They stay in power. They good where they want to be. But when we understand that we work together and keep our stuff together, that's how we go eat. That's how the olden day was. Shoot, we got all this lake and get us a bunch of land, grow on our land, share, you know, give people good prices, good food, good quality. Yeah, do business with each other. Our dollar don't even stay in the community. As soon as we get it, we're going to spill it with Billy Bob, Chan, Alibaba, Cousin and them. You're going to spend it with somebody other than yourself or the European. So one or the other. So you're going to spend it with somebody other than yourself and then stand in the community. But in the time when Oklahoma was flourishing, man, it took over a year for the black dollars to leave out of the community. What? Now, when Black Wall Street was flourishing, and by the way, they never talk about that. They try to call it a race riot. They bombed Black Wall Street. They bombed them, our people in Oklahoma. Where we still at now, they bombed it. History repeats itself, y'all. You better watch out. Look what they're doing now. They're just putting the COVID in the air. Different measures, different versions. Yeah, so and it's strategic, man. They know where you at. They know where you live, your food population, your water population. You're eating at their table every day. Same people want to hold you down. You got to wake up and come together. You got to get land. You got to move out to land and be nations. Live amongst the lungs of people. You know, we got the same principles, morals that run each other. You know, we water people live on the water. check all our history, whether you go back East Coast, West Coast, whether you go North, South, Northwest, Amexum, Southwest Amexum, whether you go to North Africa, South Africa, whether you go to North America, South America, it doesn't matter. You will look at the cultures and look at all the stuff with the relics that we live, look at the way that we live. There's always been high civilization. That's what we always created. Even what looked like it was low and meek to outsiders, we always had high civilization. Once they came in and studied the sophistication on how we did, whether it was from the way we worked together with parenting, whether the men went out and the women did this and people were stationed and the irrigation system, the way we potted, the way we farmed, all this stuff they studied off of us, bro. So y'all need to understand that, all this stuff. So who are you? You know, what is your position? But listen, we on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip of City Bombay. Listen, I need y'all to take finance to uplift the nation, man. If you don't understand that, you please believe that. The things that I bring to you, it costs. I paid for it. You know, the services that we provide for you, whether you check in or not, provide for it. When a person giving you something, they're giving it to you for free, don't mean that they got it for free. But you have to give it to receive. So, yeah, I had to study this stuff. I had to pay for the study courses for the knowledge, whether it's in book form or from somebody else. But that's how it is. Somebody, you think somebody just going to give you the whole blueprint? No, a game is to be sold and not told. So, yeah, it comes with a price. So that's your problem. Y'all don't want to invest in yourself. But you want to take your money, keep being taxed. I'll teach you how to not be taxed. You see what I'm saying? You want to take your money, keep being taxed. I mean, so how you going to get somewhere like that? Is maybe where you go around the Monopoly board, you're getting taxed and you don't own nothing. You don't own nothing on the Monopoly board, but you rolling the dice all day. Every time you stop at the store, every time you stop at the gas station, it's a tax going on, you're paying somebody. Now, all you can do is keep working. You can't never get nowhere because every time you go to work and you got to go pay somebody. Then shit didn't happen on the side. It pop up. So you got to keep working, see. But you got people out there to go teach you how to not do that, how to work a different way, how to use your resources and be the boss, the creator, the creditor. See, people out here who know consumer laws, know language. Are you going to buy into it, though? So don't forget to go check out the health. Check us out at health.info. That's the word health, like healthcare, and that's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. That's for donation. That's our nonprofit 501c3, man. Everything that you donate is 100% tax deductible. It is official like that. We got pictures on there of us hood to hood, because that's what we do, hood to hood. We go drop it off. And the hood near you, the bigger, the more stuff we get, the more we can travel down the highways and byways. And we're going to be through there to make sure you got what you need. Because we soliciting the corporations and the people to get donations. Hey, you in our hoods, you in our communities, you know. So we need the donations so we could give back to our people. So that's what this is about. So that's the word health.info. And you got to put the slashes between each word, h/e/a/l/t/h.info. Take finance up, live the nation. All the pictures on there are genuine. Yeah, we get hood to hood. I chapter in California and Texas with multiple trucks, and we do get hood to hood, and the communities do know about us. So believe that. So catch us also at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group if you want to get your do-it-yourself e-books and stuff like that. If you want to learn about credit repair, how to get them people out your business and clean this stuff up quick. If you want to know how to do real business formation, will you be funded? Will they give you fundability? Where they, I mean, they go send money, do you pay you, give you credit? You know, not just having a business and it ain't working for you and you got to spend your black dollar. No, I'm talking about business where they're actually sending you credit cards and gas cards and, you know, yeah, and you really set up right. So that's what we do here. Listen, hey, man, you don't know what it can help you. You can sit around and wait for people. You could try other stuff. You could get burned. I mean, when you got somebody trying to give you something who's coming from the ground up, then the best people to get on, then the best people to work with, because they trying to get a name for themselves. So they're doing stuff for you at a bargain price that other people go charge you a lot. Man, I had to pay $8,500 for a business formation that I didn't learn nothing in, that I had to do everything myself as I was waiting for it. And then the money was seen, money was gone at the time. You hear me? So I had to go in and learn it on my own. So you might do that, want to go out there and be in a rush, and you got people out there that'll work with you and coach you through it at a fraction of what you won't pay somebody else. They're just going to, boom, go do it for you. With somebody else possible, go do it for you and work you through and give you other steps, other guidance that's going to help you be progressive. But hey, if that's if you don't want, if you want to stay in the same position, then 6 months later, like, man, I should have been got on you. Yeah, man, you got to take chances for advances. You got to move like that now. You know, help yourself, help others, man. We're trying to hold on to it and think you're going to get all the answers in one place, because you're not. You're not going to get all the answers in the one place, but you sure could get a lot of guidance from different places. So you got to be able to grab. Sometimes you grab from the elite. Sometimes you grab the stuff that's not elite. You feel me? You could take from all and make it into what you need it to be. So don't forget to mess with us at, follow us at Instagram and at Legal Empowerment Group. And then check out our website, legalempowermentgroup101.com. Leave the information there, and we'll get back with you, set up an appointment or something. You want some consultation or whatever, need some guidance on, like, we do a lot of stuff, you know, different cryptos, you know, different stocks and stuff in the market that they messing with. We into a lot like that. We can set you up for different businesses, whatever kind of businesses you want to set up. You want to set up gambling businesses and all kinds of stuff, sports betting, I say not gambling, sports betting businesses where you could be at the bookie. And I'd not be betting and set up all kinds of stuff. So just follow us and get with us, man. And we will assist you in that. If you're looking for NFT tokens or coins, we got supernaturalgalleries.com. It's Malik Bey. We got the supernatural tokens and the coin, the NFTs, and, you know, all this metaverse stuff. I'm not too as well versed to that, but you can get all the information on that site for different things in that forum. Feminine hygiene, and you know Miss Tebe got you on that for the feminine hygiene. You can reach her and her company, Queen Kitty, at queenkitty.net. That's Queen, KITTY.net, and Queen Kitty at Instagram. So those are our links. Those are our forums. We ought to reach out and touch us. And that's what we'd be waiting for, to see what y'all are trying to do and got going on. And also, don't forget, for the call-ins, too, that's to be the end of the show. We'll be doing that. The guest call-in is 914-205-5502. Yeah. Let me get this water real quick. Get back on that. Y'all are right out there. Y'all on Dog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. So I was going over reading some stuff. You got to read. You got to study. You got to investigate if somebody tell you something. If I can know what you are, at least a man knows not by being told. Man, a man must know. You must be what you know. That's the only way you can tell somebody, if you know it. And then who told you that? Somebody told you? Or do you know? How do you know? You had to know because you had to bring it to fruition. You had to been through it. That's the only way you can know. You can't know by somebody else telling you. All right? So I wanted to read something to y'all. This is from July 22nd, 2015. It says, U.S. Supreme Court says no license necessary to drive automobile on public highways or streets. U.S. Supreme Court and other high court citations proven that no license is necessary for normal use of an automobile on common ways. The right of its citizens to travel upon the public highways and to transport its property thereon by horse-drawn carriage, wagon, or automobile is not a mere privilege which may be permitted or prohibited at will, but a common right which he has under his right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Under this constitutional guarantee, one may, therefore, under normal conditions, travel at his inclination along the public highways or in public places, and while conducting himself in an orderly and decent manner, neither interfering with nor disturbing another's rights, he will be protected, not only in his person, but in his safe conduct. Yeah, and I can travel and move and do what I want to. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know because we don't pick nothing up and read. We'll pick up the phone all day. Pick up the phone and go through there and stroll and looking at the girls, shake they wobble wobble and all that. You'll do that all day. You go on there and trick and do all that stuff all day and look at all the BS, but won't investigate some stuff that's going to save you and help your family so you can be the avatar. Yeah, you could be the one to bring them out of this begrudgery we in, this bondage we in. You know, you could be on the wall of the mansions and the new castles these days, the mansions. You've been in the mansion walls for decades. And they go, like, who was that? Well, that's great papa, great uncle. That's the one who set it down for us, man. You feel me? But y'all not thinking like that. You think you own because you got a block. You think you bought them because you got a block. That's what you think about. So Thompson versus Smith. 11 American Jurisprudence, Constitutional Law, Section 329, page 1135. That's the rules. All you got to do is Google that. 11 American Jurisprudence, Constitutional Law, Section 329, page 1135. It says the right of the citizen to travel upon the public highways and to transport his property thereon in the ordinary course of life and business is a common right which he has under the right to enjoy life and liberty, to acquire and possess property, and to pursue happiness and safety. It includes the right in so doing to use the ordinary and usual conveniences of the day and under the existing modes of travel. It includes the right to drive a horse, drawn carriage, or wagon thereon, or to operate an automobile thereon for the usual and ordinary purpose of life and business. And this go on. I got a bunch of cases in here I can read you from. Okay, here go one. Camel versus Walker. The owner of an automobile has the same right as the owner of other vehicles to use the highway. A traveler on foot has the same right to use the public highways as the automobile or any other vehicle. So that's what I tell people. Do they pull a person over walking, going where they want to go? Do they pull a person over on a skateboard, talking about you need a license to be on the highway where they're going? Do they pull a person over on a bike, going to the same place as you? So why do you believe you got to have a license to drive a motor vehicle? Because you do. You got to have a license to operate in a commercial capacity, and that's what the Department of Motor Vehicles is. It's a commercial agency. So you're going down there, you're saying you do business. You're saying you're for hire. You're saying you're driving Uber, whatever it's called, Lyft. You're dumb, the pizza man, the cabs. Yeah, you're saying you're a truck driver for commerce. That's what you're saying that you're doing. So they're taxing you because you don't understand the laws. You don't understand that that's what kind of agency that is, but you got the right. Let me read some more. There's a bunch of them. Adams versus City of Pocatello, 416, page P2D, 46, 1966, Idaho. A traveler has an equal right to employ an automobile as a means of transportation and to occupy the public highways with other vehicles in common use. See, an automobile and a vehicle. They keep always pull you over. Can I have your license registration? Oh, and they go always say, well, you operate in a vehicle. They go say, oh, you're going to talk about your motor vehicle. But it's the difference from a motor and an engine. It's different from a vehicle and an automobile. It's different from driving and traveling. You see, Department of Motor Vehicles, it's different from driving and traveling. It's different from a motor and an engine, and it's different from a vehicle and an automobile. The language of the law is always going to say automobile. That's your private automobile you're traveling with. Yeah, you're traveling back and forth in your private automobile. And see, then people that hear this stuff and try to use this stuff and get pulled over, you can't apply the law. You can't even articulate it. You can't even say it to somebody so they're going to understand. How you think the lawman will understand what you're saying, whether he wants to or don't, if you can't articulate it? And he got you on camera. You're stuttering like you're trying to read it or something, and then they posting it on YouTube and everywhere, making it seem like, oh, people talking about they're sovereign or this and that. People talking they got the right to travel. What's sovereign? Anything got to do with what the law say? We're talking about the law of the land. Yeah, what you've been taught is law. Is some corporate stuff that's going on. You have a common right, a natural right, to the use of the public highway just like anybody else. Hell, if the man walking on a skateboard, on a bike, none of them getting taxed for that. But you never stop and go, oh, man, that does make sense. Yeah, it does. Okay, let's go to Simone. Simeon versus Lindsay. Hannington versus Wright. The right of the citizen to drive on the public street with freedom from police interference, unless he is engaged in suspicious conduct associated in some manner with criminality, is a fundamental constitutional right which must be protected by the courts. People versus Horton. You got all these different cases. The right to make use of an automobile as a vehicle of travel along the highways of the state is no longer an open question. The owners thereof have the same rights in the roads and streets as the drivers of horses or those riding a bicycle or traveling in some other vehicle. See how they differentiate vehicle from automobile? That's the second time they didn't do that. Did they say automobile, or they say then they go down and say some other vehicle? And let me go back to this other one. Adams versus City of Port Sotelo, Idaho, 1966. A traveler has an equal right to employ an automobile as a means of transportation and to occupy the public highways with other vehicles in common use. These are Supreme Court cases right away, right there on the book. So it don't matter if it was 66, no matter if it's the Idaho, what state it is. They're Supreme Court precedent cases that govern the law. All right? So he says the traveler has an equal right to employ an automobile as a means of transportation and to occupy the public highways with other vehicles in common use. With other vehicles doing the same thing, so but that's vehicles. You always keep saying automobile because it's different. That's in your private capacity, and then there's the public capacity. See, being in your U.S. citizenship, you're in the public, you know. And then you're in your, if you are more, then you're in your private. If you know how to move, you can move in the public and the private. And you can, you don't have to be. I just say more. You don't have to be under that category, but you got to understand how to move public and private. You got to understand that there's a public sector and there's a private sector. That's what I'm saying to you. All right, and you got to understand what's going on and allowed in the public sector may not be going on allowed in the private sector, and vice versa. So that's why you had two flags flying in the classroom. Yeah, because one is public, and one is a public flag, and one is private. Yeah, there's different things going on. One is U.S. citizens, one is state citizens. See? And one has a constitution, and the other one has a constitution. One has a state and federal court. One of us has a state Supreme Court and a federal court. Yeah, it has the states. The state has the state court, and it has the federal appeals. Yeah. See, the state has a law, but they're all congruent with each other to the Constitution. So it's different laws. Yeah, the Constitution said the only thing where you could pay a debt was in gold and silver. Well, where is that? They're definitely picking it up and getting it from somewhere. People wouldn't run to California and all these other places. There's stuff everywhere. The land got everything in it. So where is that? It's in the Republic. Where the Republic at? In the states. See? You don't understand that. You don't know that because they keep you in the public under the, you know, the corporate veil, under a tag, under a black tag. You know a black tag with a black flag. Well, if you're a black people and you got a black tag, then that means you got a black flag. And black flags is for raid. Raid, but they spray raid on roaches. I know. Okay. House versus Kramer. Iowa, and Frankfurt versus Tampa Electric Company, Florida, 166. The automobile may be used with safety to other users of the highway. Proper use upon the highways, there is an equal right with the users of other vehicles properly upon the highway. The law recognizes such right of use upon general principles. See, one said automobile, one said, and they also recognize the rights of other vehicles on the road. See? And you think, you say, oh, other, George the vehicle. No, George the automobile. This is the terminology. Okay, but you don't understand that. So it's just case after case. You can just Google this stuff. Just Google the right to the license. Do you need a license to travel? Is the license necessary to drive? You know, start Googling the right type of stuff. And even then, you got to start getting some books. So what's this other thing I wanted to read? It was in the same reference, and I pulled this one up. Motor vehicles. So it says motor vehicles, operator's licenses, law enforcement officers, authority to stop motorists to see operator's license. And this is this old school because it's all that's applicable. It's from Washington State Attorney General. And you'd be like, why you read that? Why you bad? You got to read everything because all the laws are, remember, the unions are, what you call it, uniform, meaning that the same thing is going on. Even though the laws might say something, they might be in a different code in a different state, but everything is uniform. It's all together, all right? So if you put them on notice in Alabama, you put them on notice in Mississippi. If you put them on notice in Mississippi, they've been put on notice in Alabama. Notice to the principals, notice to the agent. So just understand that. So the same thing, the law is the same. Some of them might say something a little different in language when you go to them, but each one of them got the same codes, pretty much saying the same thing. All right, uniform. It says motor vehicles, operator's licenses, law enforcement officers, authority to stop motorists to see operator license. A law enforcement officer has no authority, either statutory or common law, to stop a motorist for the sole purpose of determining whether the motorist has a valid operator's license on this person. Because that's the first thing they ask you. Shit, do you have a license? For what? I need a license registration for? What is you stopping me for? See, they turning it into something else. See, let me get to this, man. December 10th, 1959. Okay, it says, Dear sir, by letter previously acknowledged, you requested the opinion of this office on the following question. Does a law enforcement officer, either by statute or common law, have an authority or right to stop a motorist on the highways of the state of Washington who has not committed a misdemeanor in the officer's presence and is not suspected by the officer of having committed a felony for the sole purpose of determining whether or not the motorist has a valid operator's license on his person? We answer your question in the negative. Right. The facts implicit in your question are assumed to be as follows. Yeah. Yeah, you can't fool nobody over just asking for no ID. Your ID, what you doing? Oh, yeah, gotcha. Let me get out of here. A motorist is operating a motor vehicle upon a public highway when he is confronted by a uniformed peace officer. The officer, by use of an arm signal or some mechanical device, such as a red light or siren, directs the operator to drive to the side of the highway and stop. After the vehicle stops, the peace officer demands to see the operator's driver's license. The purpose of this inspection is solely to determine whether the operator has a valid driver's license on his person. Under these circumstances, there can be no doubt that such operator's freedom of locomotion or liberty to come or go is restrained. The question remains, however, whether such restraints constitutes an arrest. So you got to go into the American Jurisprudence and get the definitions about it and see what it says, right? It contains four American Jurisprudence arrest. Section 2 contains the following definition. An arrest is the taking, seizing, or detaining of the person of another, either by touching or putting hands on him, or by any act which indicates an intention to take him into custody and subjects the persons arrested to the actual control and will of the person making the arrest. However, in all cases in which there is no manual touching or seizure or any resistance, the intentions of the parties to the transaction are very important. The transactions. There must have been intent on the part of one of them to arrest the other, and intent on the part of such other to submit under the belief and impression that submission was necessary. See, that's what you believe. That's what you think, right? When you get pulled over, they try to arrest you up. Anyway, arrest, as the term is commonly used in the law, has been variously defined by the courts. Perhaps one of the most comprehensive definitions is found in Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, which reads, to deprive a person of his liberty by legal authority, taken under real or assumed authority, custody of another for the purpose of holding or detaining him to answer a criminal charge or civil demand, ex parte, Sherwood. That's a 29th out of Texas. Physical seizure of a person by arresting officer or submission to officer's authority and control is necessary to constitute arrest. That's what they stipulated in Thomas versus Boston. Okay. It is a restraint, however, slight on another's liberty to come and go. The case Turner versus Rose. It is the taking, seizing, or detaining the person of another, touching or putting hands upon him in the execution of process, or any act indicating an intent to arrest. In order to constitute an arrest, it is generally recognized that four elements must be present. Okay? One, intent to arrest. Two, under real or pretended authority. Three, accompanied by seizure or detention of the person, which is so understood by the person arrested. Okay. In the present instance, it would appear that all of the aforementioned elements required of an arrest are present. First, the officer's intent to seize or detain the vehicle operator is made manifest by his direction to such officer to stop. Second, the officer uniform, possibly coupled with his police vehicle, gives ample notice of the officer's assumption of authority, real or pretended. Third, when the motorist stops in compliance with the direction of the peace officer, it cannot be denied that the former is, in fact, detained. And he agrees to the officer, everything. Fourth, when the motorist submits to the direction of the uniformed officer to stop, he must have understood that he was detained under authority of law, else he will be free to continue on in disregard of the officer's signal. Application of the foregoing assumed facts to the definition of arrest and the elements thereof impels the conclusion that an arrest is technically effected when a motor vehicle operator submits to the direction of a uniformed peace officer to stop. While we are unable to find any decision of the Supreme Court of this state ruling upon this precise issue, the courts of Oklahoma and Webster versus State appear in accord with that conclusion. Having resolved that the stopping of a motor vehicle by a peace officer constitute at least a technical arrest as to the vehicle operator, it is necessary to determine whether such an arrest is one which the laws of this state authorize. since 1937, there have been in effect two sections of our motor vehicle laws from which it might be implied that a peace officer is authorized to stop a driver and inspect his operator's license. Okay, they got the chapters and they read, chapter 188 laws. It reads, every person licensed as a vehicle operator shall write his usual signature with pen and ink in the space provided for that purpose on the vehicle operator certificate issued to him immediately upon receipt thereof. And such license shall not be valid until the certificate is signed. You got to sign that license. The license shall have such a vehicle operator's license. The licensee shall have such vehicle operator's license in his immediate possession at all times when operating a motor vehicle and shall display it upon demand to any peace officer or to any other person when and if required by law to do so. That's what you agree to when you get the license and when you sign it. And when you sign stuff and you don't put condition on it, when you sign stuff and you don't put a, what's the other word I want to use? You got to explain your signature is another word I want to use that'll pop up to me for your signature. But you got a qualified signature. You want to put a qualified signature on there, stating who you is, who you not, your rights, all rights reserved. I know you're listening. That's right, all rights reserved. You got to put one of them on there without recourse or one of the numbers, the UCC numbers that coincide with that on there to protect yourself exactly from that because that's what you're putting in. So you might get the license, but you might write on there, you know, with reserving all your rights. And as long as that's on there and on that license, no matter what they do, they can't go past that when it comes to the court of law and getting adjudicated. They're going to have to admit that in evidence, your license, show that, see that it's on there. Without that, just your signature, you agree to all the codes of DMV. If you could go get a license and put that on your signature, on where they say sign, if you could put them codes and stuff on there, you're in good shape. So any violations they do to you. Okay, so let's move along. So, if you get the license, it says the licensee shall have such. Let's go back. Every person licensed as a vehicle operator shall write his usual signature with pen and ink in the space provided for that purpose on the vehicle operator's certificate issued to him immediately upon receipt thereof. And such a license shall not be valid until the certificate is signed. They want your agreement or your verbal bond. The licensee shall have such vehicle operator's license in his immediate possession at all times when operating a motor vehicle and shall display it upon a motor vehicle. They never say an automobile. They keep saying vehicle all the time. And shall display it upon demand to any peace officer or to any other person when and if required by law to do so. Okay, and they said, here go the law to provide that. It said, it shall be unlawful for any person while operating or in charge of a vehicle to refuse when requested by a peace officer to give his name and address and the name and address of the owner of the vehicle, or for such person to give a false name and address. And it shall likewise be unlawful for any such person to refuse or neglect to stop when signaled to stop by any peace officer or to refuse upon demand of such peace officer to produce his certificate of license, registration for the vehicle or his vehicle operator's license, or to refuse to permit the officer to take any such license or certificate for the purpose of examination thereof. Remember that that's your personal property, your license, your anything which your identification supposed to be your personal property, you're supposed to just get that to anybody. He take that, that's a legal detention just for holding on to that. I got a fee for that. Or to refuse to permit the examination of any equipment of the vehicle or the weigh-in of the vehicle. You can't even refuse. Or to refuse or neglect to produce the certificate of license registration of the vehicle or his vehicle operator license when requested by any court. Any peace officer shall, on a request, produce evidence of his authorization as such. What makes him authorized? What gives him the duty, the lawful? Who are you? CRI identification, who you are. You're putting up senior peace officers, people be doing bogus stuff, pulling people over, taking their cars and stuff. Who are you? Present yourself. Let me see your identification. Neither of these statutes specifically authorize a peace officer to stop vehicles solely for the purpose of ascertaining whether a driver has a valid operator's license. Such authority must arise by implication, if at all, from the duties which our legislator has imposed upon motor vehicle operators in the language emphasized above. The problem then resolves itself into one of statutory construction. Did our legislator, in enacting these provisions, intend to vest peace officers with authority to stop any motor vehicle and examine the operator's license of the driver at any time, irrespective of whether the driver had committed some crime? That's the question. Prior to 1937, our Supreme Court has formulated a definite pattern of rules with respect to the right of a peace officer to arrest without a warrant. In Jenis versus American Surety Company, it stated, the right of a constable to arrest without warrant has not been defined by statute. Authority to do so is to be found in the common law. At common law, a peace officer could arrest without a warrant when he had reasonable grounds for believing that the party arrested had committed a felony. In Pavis versus Myers, Washington, the court said at page 607, this was 1924, it is a general rule of law that a peace officer may, without a warrant therefore, arrest one who, in his presence, breaches the peace or threatens so to do. Breaching the peace, you have to act in a pool, making noise, smash, and vandalism. And perhaps the most oft-quoted statement of our Supreme Court in this regard is found in States versus Hubert in Washington, 1923, at page 368, wherein it was said, in misdemeanor cases, the officer may not arrest without a warrant therefore, except where the crime is being committed in his presence, or where he had actual knowledge that the person about to be arrested committed the crime. But in cases amounting to a felony, if the officer believes and have good reason to believe that a person has committed or is about to commit or is in the act of committing a crime, then he may arrest without a warrant. But that arresting officer must not only have a real belief of the guilt of the person about to be arrested, but such belief must be based upon reasonable grounds. Proper cause for arrest has often been defined to be a reasonable ground of suspicion, supported by circumstances sufficiently strong in themselves to warrant a cautious man in believing the accused to be guilty. An officer may not arrest simply because he has some fleeting idea that one may be about to commit a felony, but he must have a reasonable ground for his belief. State versus Sims, Washington. There's a bunch of different cases. So, just we could go on like this for on and on, for on and on. You just pull up stuff, you could read case and case after case. So, another thing if you want to do it, if you want to know about travel, go look in the Department of Motor Vehicle and put up the Department of Motor Vehicle the DMV for ID requirements and pull up the Department of Transportation and look up the ID requirements and see what the ID requirements for both of those. Okay? And when you go in there and look at what the ID requirements is, you will see that you've been hoodwinked and bamboozled into believing what a real ID or what ID is, period. Okay? So that's what you will come to find out. All right? You will see that, oh, it's many forms what you can use and drive around and present as ID. And I would advise you to use your birth certificate and back it up by that Social Security. That's all you need. You don't need a picture when you use that. Tell them who you is and use that. And if they take you down, they take you downtown, you got your bail bond in your pocket right there. Those two pieces of the instruments right there. You got your bail bond in your pocket. Your birth certificate, that's your first call. I'll give you the game right here on the morning gym, Sunday, Monday. That's your first call right there. You don't want no call calling your girl, baby, come by me out, and then your first call is going to be to the judge. That's who you want, to the judge, you know what I'm saying? Let him know that you got the person. You got the person, and you ready to, you want to set up a special appearance bond or a recognizance bond, meaning bond out on your own. And you want to release the person to the court. And then you got the person with you, and that's your birth certificate. Okay, don't believe me if you don't want to. And that's what binds the case. And you surrender that to the courts. Mm-hmm. Surrender that to the courts. A lot of people go into courts and throw it over the well. If they don't take it, they try to hand it to them and surrender the person. They don't want to take it. They just throw it over the well and walk out. Surrender the person. That's the person that they bond in, they're looking for anyway. So that's what we got to look for and stuff like that, just understanding. When you get them counseling sessions, it's a lot of stuff that you will learn. A lot of stuff that you can learn for a price that, man, it took you college. It took you thousands and thousands of dollars to learn that you can learn for a fraction and just being getting tutored. We got tutoring packages, man. You could pay for tutoring packages, man. You could pay $50 a month to get you a tutoring package. It might get you a 30-minute call every month on tips on get you in there, but you're going to make way more than $50 off of during the month just off taking the tips. Mm-hmm. So it's just like the stuff that you can do, man, to start growing and do better, you know. you need to stop going the way you start teaching your girl stuff. And, you know, we got a female on staff, Tay Bay. Yeah, she could coach and guide your girl. Yeah, show her the ropes, show her the business formation, show her how to get the funding. You know, everybody knows stuff and knows stuff different ways. Your girl might have something to bring that they're going to sound on and build together and make something happen. So it's like that. It's about meeting one, teaching one, and becoming one. That's what it's about. So that's what we're doing. But like I said, don't forget to, it takes finance to uplift the nation. So that's how that goes. We thank to everybody who's been donating and helping out. It's definitely going to a worthy cause. We definitely are actively moving and trying to make it better. And the more that we could grow, that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to sit staggering to be a mom or pop, non-profit or companies like that. We're trying to go global. We're trying to be big. Yeah, we're trying to have the number one hits and all that. Yeah, and getting all the likes and all that. Yeah, because that means bread. You feel me? We're trying to get known on all the forums. You feel me? We're trying to be known. So when you, if you just sit back and just listen, okay, post it somewhere. Hey, man, the people give up good info if they help you. You know, if it helps you come through and tell somebody else to come through and listen. The more people that come in, it helps us out. The more we could get back to you. You see us grow, you should be growing. You shouldn't be coming to the church throwing your money in the pot, and I'm in a Rolls Royce, but you're not in one. If I'm in a Rolls Royce, it's because y'all, I could afford it because y'all could afford it. If we all can afford it, that means we all should be balling out. That means if we ain't all balling out and you only balling out, that means if everybody ain't putting their money in together. Everybody not working together. It's too much divide and conquer going on. Yeah. So if we put it all together, then we put something in the pot. It don't matter if we're putting something in the pot to help somebody out or give them a blessing for doing what they do, because our pot is strong, because we all doing something. We all active. We all networking. See? But we don't think like that. We don't do that. We don't even do that in the hood. Everybody be having their own work. You have rare. Nowadays, you have a little more, but you have rare. Rare is rare in hoods where everybody's just together and it's a machine and everybody's spending their money no matter what. No. This person on this corner, this person on that corner, he got more than him. He paying from somewhere else, he paying from there. Nah, it ain't orchestrated, it ain't together. So we don't be able to flourish where everybody eat. But when you put everything together, when it's all the machine on the pot, no matter if you got two or ten and he got one or whatever you put in, same price, I still will go eat. I don't got my one. If somebody want one, yeah, I'm going to give them a gift. Yeah, I put my price on it. I'm still eating. Same as everybody else. But eventually, I'm going to have three. Eventually, I'm going to have 10 stores. You feel me? Yeah. So you start off with one lot on the Monopoly board, and then you get another one. You don't just settle for one. You can't even buy one spot, and that'll put you in the game to win. You have to buy at least three spots, or you have to have interest in spots where you can build up something for yourself. So it's about building up some units. That's what it's about, building up you some units and turning them into hotels. So you just taking regular units, but you still got to put something into them. That's what it's telling you. You got to get you some man mass, and you got to put something into them. So that's what it's about. They work for you. You put land out there and put. I've passed by so much cotton in my life that I've never seen before, and I'm looking at it way different now. Shoot, that man represents money. Even you ain't out there, you can just put somebody out there, machines out there to work with, grow different stuff. It ain't got to be food or nothing. Man, that cotton just sit out there and just grow. People, I think they watered a little bit or something. I don't know. They just sit out there and they just grow. You acres and acres and acres and acres. And the people rich. Cotton is king still. People are wealthy off stuff like that. So you could just have acres and acres and acres. What you going to do with it? Take a portion of it and then grow. Grow some crops, grow, get you money. Send it out to harvest, you know, send it out to make farmers market and all kind of stuff. Produce, too. Yeah, just grow, man. Let the land pass by. You pass by a lot, it might be mine. It might be yours. It might be ours. It might be our nation's. People pass by, man, look at all this cotton. Look at all this stuff for miles and miles and miles. Yeah, it's out there just growing, getting money. Man, that's what Fruitful and Multiply is about. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all once again. You're on the Morning Drift, the Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to check us out on the website at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. You can book a consultation. I'll leave your information. We'll get back with you. Set something up. I'll coach you and teach you through what I know. That's all I can give you is what I know. If it's more than what you know right now, that means you will be further than where you was. You know what I'm saying? You'll be further than where you was. That's what it's about, a step further. And then once I took you as far as I could go, then you need to move on and get you somewhere else. And then you just stay in tune. As I'm growing, we go together. That's how it goes. So LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. That's the website. Also, check us out at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group if you want to get your do-it-yourself kits, you know, e-books and stuff like that to help you out with credit business formation and credit repair and things of those nature. So we have selections on there for you to look at. Also, for the donations to help us out, we got a non-profit helping us acquire Life Through Humanity, 501c3 corporation. It is tax deductible, so you will get a receipt when you put in a donation. You have a one-time donation. You could do weekly, you could do monthly, you could do a anonymous. You could say your name, put your name down, whatever, but you will receive a receipt. And for tax purposes, you can use that receipt to be totally deductible once you donate it to a non-profit organization. So we appreciate that. And that's at health.info. That's h/e/a/l/t/h.info. All right, you got to put the H and put the, you know, put the little cut in between them, a dash between them, each word. Health, like the healthcare. So health, h/e/a/l/t/h.info for your donation and support. And like I said, we do appreciate you. We got pictures on there of us hood to hood. We got chapters in California. We got a chapter in Texas. So we do be moving and grooving. They give us food or whatever, bless us through Amazon, different forums, different companies. If you know companies out there that do donations and pick up, you want something donated, picked up through you, whether in Texas or California, and send us a link of the company that you know they donate, you want to donate, we can get through there and get some goods and come to the hood. Beep, beep, boop, boop. Come drop it off for y'all. Here y'all go. Y'all wanted that stuff from mine. Woo to woo. Here y'all go. All right. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Peace and love. That's how we're going to do it. And drop it off to the hood. Had a whole hood out there. Stand out there. Let them know. Yeah, it's our day. Yeah, stand out there and be waiting. Go slide the door up. Here you go. Remember how the food truck you can do it? And again, in the projects in the hood. Y'all remember that. Pull up, man. We all out there. All the children. We lined up. Everybody found me getting them boxes. Mm-hmm. Getting that box. They've been handing out with the cheese and the peanut butter. And yeah. Everything. You got to go to the brown bag. You got to go to the church or somewhere to get your other box with all your other stuff, with your breads and your, yeah, you got different. That day, you want to get everywhere. You want to get all the bread baskets. When I was young, that's what we did. Yeah, I don't know how y'all came up, but that's what we did, man. Go get that food truck and go hit the brown bag. They used to call it at the church. They're giving out stuff, leftovers, whatever. We try to get that. Anything with free food and cooking and, yeah, community solutions, I had that. Go feed us. We go for Houston and for the summer and during the days. But they don't do that stuff no more. But we got to get back to that and taking care of each other. You know, that's what the movement's was about. The black movement is about empowering ourselves, feeding our children, uplifting our youth, uplifting our women, keeping them from being harmed by other people, protecting our communities and neighborhoods. That's what it is, and that's what it is, and that's what we got to make happen again. So we need real men and women to stand up, strong men and women to step up, responsible men and women to step up, and that people just go work together in a loving efforts and not hate and not try to bring each other down. You see people doing good, you know, help them and assist them in doing good or just stay out the way. As Yahushua said, if you don't believe me, you believe in my works. Look at the works that I'm doing. Look at the people that I'm helping reaching out to. We got prison programs that we help out with the prisoners for all the prison people looking. Forgive me for not mentioning you earlier, but we help out a lot with the prisoners, whether it's paperwork, finding ways for them to get their paper game together so they can say who they really are instead of who they've been presumed to be and who they've been arrested under. So we do all those type of things and work with. So I just want to thank y'all again for coming on through. And I just like that y'all continue to support Suleiman Bey here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to start to get active on my YouTube page and all those forums and Instagram too and really start sitting down and giving y'all some detailed game. So I can start reaching out to a broader forum, too, in a different place. So, again, thank y'all for coming in from all the different spots that you're calling in from, whether you're in North America, Central America, South America, the adjoining islands, whether you're in whether you're in China, whether you're in Asia, wherever you're at, Denmark, Australia, peace and love to you. Thank you for supporting Suleiman Bey at Blog Talk Radio. I hope y'all keep coming through. I hope you go through some of our sites, and I hope you please appreciate your donations and support. Like I said, it is going to a healthy cause, and you will be taxed 100% tax write-off. So, yeah, you get the money back. So learn the way to play the game. Don't forget to go to queenkitty.net for your feminine hygiene. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y.net. Check out the feminine hygiene there from Miss Tay Bay. Once again, peace and love. Thank y'all for coming through. Come through again. when you see it, to keep your phones and stuff on, when you see it pop up, the pop-up, come on, that we on, and then get ready and be at the table to take notes. Peace and love again. Thank y'all for coming through. You've been on Blog Talk Radio. Peace.